When the natural home care company Seventh Generation was founded in Burlington back in 1988, the idea that a business would strive to do good for society and the environment was a bit of a radical fringe concept. But nowadays, mission-driven companies are some of the fastest-growing, and giant corporations are getting in on the game. Case in point, Unilever's recent announcement that it is purchasing Seventh Generation. It's not the first Vermont-based company that the multinational corporation has acquired. It bought the quirky ice cream brand Ben & Jerry's back in 2000. VPR's Kathleen Masterson takes a look at what the acquisition might mean for Seventh Generation.
Seventh Generation brand manager John Moorhead says he knew something was up when he saw an invitation to an all-staff meeting pop up on the calendar on short notice.
So I think going into the room, we were all probably a little nervous because there were more people with suits than we were used to seeing here.
Moorhead says it was very quiet in the room when the suits announced the purchase. But both the Unilever reps and Seventh Generation leadership assured employees that the business would retain its core culture and mission. At first glance, the companies couldn't be more different. Vermont-based Seventh Generation has a niche market for its line of natural soaps and laundry detergents and recycled paper products. Unilever is a British-Dutch multinational corporation that owns over 400 brands. The list includes Dove soaps, Axe body spray, Hellmann's, and Lipton tea. Unilever didn't respond to requests for an interview. But 7th Generation CEO John Replogle says he's excited about the merger.
7th Generation is really accessing and leveraging the global platforms of Unilever so we can scale, so we can have more impact, so we can reach more consumers. We're moving from serving millions to hopefully one day serving billions of consumers around the world.
Replogle actually worked for Unilever for 2.5 years. He managed their skincare products division. But this is a different ballgame. The homegrown Vermont business is going from a 170-person company to a 170,000-person company. Yet Replogle says the negotiated contract was clear.
We're going to remain a Vermont company. We're going to remain a semi-independent entity of Unilever. And importantly, we're establishing a social mission board.
Seventh Generation co-founder Jeffrey Hollander will be one of the voices on that board. Hollander was ousted from his company in 2010 over differences with the leadership board back then.
I had always been a proponent of not selling the company because I believed that the values and mission would be compromised if we sold.
But he says back then, the business environment was different. He says even Unilever has become an entirely different company in the past 7 years under the leadership of its current CEO, Paul Polman.
He created, for the first time, the type of company that I think Seventh Generation would be lucky to be part of and who would be a great steward for Seventh Generation's mission and vision, as I believe he's been for Ben & Jerry's.
The giant Unilever purchased the oddball mission-driven ice cream company back in 2000. And that acquisition was not easy for either party. But the relationship evolved into a thriving partnership, says Chris Miller, the social mission activism manager at Ben & Jerry's. He worked for the company through the rocky transition. Miller says part of what Unilever grew to recognize over the years is
understanding that these companies and brands can work best when they have autonomy and independence.
Miller says in the case of Ben & Jerry's, Unilever has allowed the company to continue to source its ingredients in ways it deems socially responsible and to stay committed to its advocacy work.
Whether that's our recent support for the Black Lives Matter movement or supporting mandatory GMO labeling. It's giving us the autonomy to do things and go out on issues that may or may not be issues that Unilever would be interested in a consumer-facing campaign on.
But some back at Seventh Generation still have questions about how the merger is going to work. The company's mission and advocacy manager, Ashley Orgain, says that after reading parts of the negotiated merger contract, she feels confident that her social mission work will be able to continue. Still, she says there is some romance lost.
I don't know yet how it's going to feel, but I know I'm not working for a small Vermont-based business. I'm now working for a large multinational corporation, and that's going to come with some compromises, no doubt.
For Unilever, on the other hand, the acquisition will expand the European company's foothold into green home care products and give it a competitive edge in the United States market, where its main rival is Procter & Gamble. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.